I am in a really fucking aggressive and hostile mood today, you know, and I'm going to vent, because there's a few things I want to get off my chest. First of all, and hello, how you doing? Okay, I've been working out again. I just started lifting weights again, and just out of sheer fucking nature, I'm already an aggressive person, but when I start pumping and I got even more testosterone, I mean, really, it's a lot. And I've done steroids, I've done a cycle, I've injected testosterone into my legs and shoulders and ass, and I'll tell you what, I honestly don't need any more testosterone than necessary. I was literally like fucking maniacally enraged, like 24/7 on testosterone and tren, and it's just not, I probably would actually injure somebody, so just not a good idea. Plus, I don't want any damage to my heart. I produce plenty of testosterone on my own and aggression, and if you listen to the last episode, well, that was a private episode, so I don't think anyone even has access to it, but I'm talking about aggression. I mean, I hate lazy people. I actually enjoy the confrontation. I kind of like it when they say some stupid shit to me, mouthing off, step up to me, okay, let's just go, let's, you know, tit for tat, you know, what you got. Part of me kind of likes it, part of me, I just don't even have time for that kind of bullshit. You know, when you start professing very, very big goals and a vision of total excellence and potential, a lot of people start clowning. A lot of people will try to diminish you. And, you know, I mean, it's really, really because this reptilian, egotistical part of their mind, you know, people hate to see somebody outshine them, right? It's called a sore loser complex, also called a beta male complex. I mean, even just alpha males, I mean, there's only one winner. There's only one can win, right? Only one. And everybody else by nature loses, okay? So, you know, people will get competitive. Oh, what do you got? What do you drive? How much money do you have? Where do you live? What's your bank account say? What's your bank balance? Okay. Also, it's also just like, dude, what's your power and authority as a man? What's your calendar? What's your day-to-day? What's your grind? Okay, I know rich people who are lazy as hell or who have inherited money. And, okay, maybe they have cash, but they have zero self-esteem, confidence, vision. They actually really hate themselves. They know they're fucking losers. Okay, the goal is to be well-balanced, okay? And the goal is to be a perfected kind of man. Okay, but, you know, people will tell you, okay, so I had my brother-in-law's dad comments on my Facebook post, and, like, I honestly don't care. It's kind of like just swatting a fly, like, shoe fly, you know, but, so I'm posting, like, a lot of wealth images, you know, I will become the world's first trillionaire, and I'm actually now starting to declare quadrillionaire. I'm just gonna have all the money in the fucking planet, how about that? I'm just gonna have all of it. I'll just own this world, right? How about that? What do you think of that? People who challenge you, man, I want to squash them. I really do. But, you know, the ego has to be in check, right? You know, people start killing people out of aggression and rage and hostility. And it's really all just ego, okay? So what's real, like, if I'm going to change the lens and speak out of my emotions, you know, out of awareness, okay, really it's like, he probably is feeling insecure that I'm having all this motivation and images of extraordinary success, you know, and he wants to reject that and project, you know, whatever he thinks is the ultimate. And, you know, I already know that, right? I'm almost just trolling because it's fun and because I enjoy a fight. But it's like, dude, don't tell me why you're average and insignificant. What the fuck have you achieved in your life? Nothing! The hell are you gonna hop on my channel and tell me anything? Like, step off, dude. Step the fuck off. I'm about to embarrass you. Like, seriously. It'll be very, very foolish to go head to head with me. And if you want to, let's do it, okay? And winner takes all. And I'll just fucking cut you to pieces. you stupid, puny man. You know, tiny, insignificant, weak, low testosterone. You know, I could keep going, but, you know, God forbid if someone I know, someone that knows him listen to this, but it's like, you know, nothing. You have nothing. You have accomplished nothing, and you mean nothing to me. In fact, I don't even want to see your face ever again. I hate loser, average loser fucking people. You know, don't tell me why you don't have the drive and the charisma and the power and the motivation to do the things that I'm doing, okay? Bro, we both got 24 hours in a day. You just choose to sit on your ass and get fat like a fucking slob, like a fucking loser, right? And you want to look at someone like me, dude, I am killing you. Kill you. Seriously, head to head, dude, 24 hours a day. What the fuck do you do? Nothing. Not much. Nothing. You are nothing. You mean nothing. I already forgot your name. Who are you? Who are you? Nobody. Okay, back the fuck off. Okay, I'm not really that mad about that. I'm mad about something else. Okay, just stupid fucking... I hate, like, inadequate... broken systems. They're too lazy to change the fucking system, so it all builds up till someone gets fucking pissed, and then finally they might actually fix the thing. You know, and all the while in the back of my head, I'm just like, dude, that's why you just gotta get rich and fuck everybody. Right? Fuck everybody. Right? That's why you gotta get rich and you have all the power, okay? And then you call the shots, right? So it's really like people who get angry are kind of like saying they don't have power over the situation. It's not that I don't have power of a situation, I hate mediocre systems. I hate them. I hate lazy people who do not want to actually do anything except critique you. And, you know, what are you worth? Nothing. You're dead to me. Dead. Might as well go fucking kill yourself. Put a bullet in your fucking brain and save me some breath, right? Okay? Like... might as well just off yourself, give me the oxygen that you would have been breathing, because you ain't doing shit with it, all right? I'm fucking hostile. I'm mad about that. I'm not that mad. I'm just, like, just very aggressive, okay? It's like, dude, first of all, you don't, like, I literally am the master of time, okay? Every fucking day, 17 hours. What are you doing with your time? Right? And then you have to say, oh, well, money isn't everything. There's more to life than just working. Blah, blah, fucking blah. And that's why when you die, nobody will know you. You know? You're a nobody. You'll be forgotten. Dead and gone. Nobody even knows who you are. You don't even have a name. You don't exist. You don't exist. You know? I mean, I guess you're okay with that. You have a lot of love. You have a lot of love. A lot of free time to hang out with the kids and the grandkids. Lot of fucking time, okay? You're dead. You're just a skeleton in the flesh. All that fucking love, take it to your grave. Seriously. Take it to your fucking grave. All right. I am on this planet out of a divine mission. You have no divine mission. Your only mission is, oh, enjoy myself and, you know, think that I did a good job. Yeah, okay. Think whatever the fuck you want to think, dude. But if you're going to challenge somebody, I mean, just use your brain. Use your brain, dude. I will be a billionaire in my 30s. I'll be a trillionaire in my 40s. And I'll very quickly forget who you are. I don't even know who you are anymore. You're nobody. Okay? Like, I don't even want to run into you, you know, lest I catch your disease. Your fucking pitiful, mediocre disease of a mind. Okay, I don't even want to share the same oxygen with you, lest I fucking contaminate my soul, fucking dweeb, fucking loser, fucking dweeb, okay? I guess I'm just being too negative, right? Oh, I'm negative. Yeah, okay, the thing is I negate a loser who doesn't take enough action and talks out of his ass. Yeah, I do negate that. Why do I negate that? Because the only thing I affirm... you're either going to negate something or affirm something, right? You've got a negative, you're either repulsed or attracted. I'm only attracted to success. Winners. High performance, high octane, high testosterone. Okay, fucking champions. grand champions, and don't tell me why you pissed away your life in your glory years to accomplish really not much, okay? You think you've done something. You're really, really proud of that. You really think you've done something. All right, you know, fuck it. The fuck do I know, right? What the fuck do I know? I'm just a trillionaire and the ruler of this fucking rock, and y'all need to have some fucking standards. Okay, y'all need this.